Day 163, or June the 12th. Remember, God is holding you securely. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 63, verse 8. I cling to you, your right hand upholds me. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. More Psalms from David this time, with a theme of recalling how good God has been in the past and how trustworthy he is every day. Psalm 61 gives us a short prayer to be used when we feel overwhelmed and very weak. It's short because at times like this, David knew that words were not as important as our attitude towards God, simply trusting him no matter what the situation. David knew that his God would always be dependable. In amongst the riches of David's writings, we find an anonymous gem, which is Psalm 66. It urges us to look back to see what God has done, and encourages us to go on with confidence and continue to trust him from our inner being. And now today's action step. Psalm 63 reminds us that we are to hold on to God as tightly as we can, but it also confirms that God is holding on to us at the same time. Our grip will vary according to how we feel at the time. That's how people are. On the other hand, God never changes, therefore his grip on us won't vary either. When you walk along holding the hand of a child, there are times when the child loses concentration and would fall if you didn't keep tight hold. When danger threatens, we tell the child to hold tight, but we have no intention of letting them fall, as we have a firm grip on them at all times. There are occasions in our lives when we are simply unable to hold on. Our faith is so frail, and we are at our lowest ebb. Whatever the reason, you are still in God's capable hands. Jesus said, "My sheep will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand." So remember, my friend, we can always rest securely because it doesn't depend on you or me.